It has been a nice summer afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are warm, but it's not too hot, though we did get up to around 90 degrees in some areas south of Albany, and the humidity really is not that bad. It's not necessarily a refreshing feel across eastern New York and western New England, but the mugginess is not too high yet. We are going to see the humidity level bump back up, especially later tonight into tomorrow, so look for a more tropical feel to the day on Wednesday. And with that change, we are going to have the chance for some showers and thunderstorms. Not a particularly high chance late this afternoon into this evening. The chances for a shower or thunderstorm will rise mainly after midnight, so you might be lucky to have enough clear sky to see the comet this evening, though overall the clouds are definitely going to be patchy and increasing overall. And then temperatures tonight will be largely in the 60s, and then as we go through the late night hours, again, that's when the chances for the shower or a thunderstorm will increase, and that's mainly because that's the front drawing closer. So we'll start the day tomorrow with some clouds and a few spotty showers or thunderstorms. Those will be mainly during the early part of the day. There should be a reasonably large gap in any rain, so I do not expect a washout tomorrow, but be aware that during the afternoon, there's going to be the chance for another round of showers and thunderstorms. These are going to be somewhat spotty in nature, so not everybody's going to experience exactly the same weather tomorrow. Highs tomorrow won't be too high. We'll be generally in the upper 70s to low 80s in most areas, and then middle to maybe upper 80s south of Albany. But again, the humidity is going to be much higher tomorrow, so that's going to add to making it feel like still a rather warm day. And then on Thursday, there's still a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Not necessarily a complete rain out on Thursday, but we do have to be ready for some rain. Following those thunderstorms on Thursday, the humidity will come down, and it's not going to be quite as hot on Friday, though it's not going to be a refreshing feel. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, increasing clouds, turning more humid, chance of a shower or thunderstorm mainly after midnight, a low of 58 to 64, and for tomorrow, chance of a shower or thunderstorm early, warm and humid, with a chance of a thunderstorm during the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, turning more humid, chance of a shower or thunderstorm mainly after midnight, a low of 58 to 64, and for tomorrow, an early shower or thunderstorm, warm and humid, with a chance of a thunderstorm during the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, turning more humid, chance of a shower or storm mainly after midnight, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a shower or storm early, warm and more humid, with a chance of a thunderstorm during the afternoon, highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight turning more humid, chance of a shower or thunderstorm mainly after midnight, lows in the 60s, and for tomorrow, an early shower or storm, warm and humid, with a chance of a thunderstorm during the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Thursday, scattered thunderstorms, very humid, highs in the 80s, and on Friday, mostly sunny, warm, and less humid, with highs in the low to mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.